Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. To ask a question during question and answer sessions, please press star then one and record your name at the prompt. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the meeting over to George Hunter and Don Wildman. Gentlemen, you may begin.
Well, thank you, Tori. I appreciate the introduction. This is George Hunter with the Tivoli Sales Enablement Team for Business Automation. And today's topic is something that has come up quite often over the last couple years with our customers wanting to migrate to Omnibus from the technology or Tivoli Enterprise Console. Now, moving into the last part of this year, into next year, there is a significant amount of these customers that are going to want to take advantage of some of the financial incentives to do this with the ending of tech support in April of 2012. So for that, I thought it would be a good idea to have Don Wildman, the product manager for event management, which includes both the tech and the Omnibus solution, to give a quick overview, again, of Omnibus and then move into some of the different compelling reasons for customers to move to Omnibus from tech, as well as we're going to talk about some of the financial incentives for this migration as well. A key word there is that it actually is not a migration. It is an upgrade from tech to Omnibus. It's not a free entitlement that the customer would receive. There might be some questions about that coming up during the presentation, so we are going to stop at a couple key times for people to ask questions. And if you do not have the presentation, it is on the media site, so you can go to the media site and download the presentation. But with that, I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Don Wildman, the product manager for Omnibus and Tech. Don?
Thank you, George, and thank you to other people on the line for joining. As ever, there's never enough time in a session to talk about event management, but what we've done here is bring together some information from an earlier Tivoli talk and updated it with some new customer feedback, some information about the product, and other things that have happened over the couple of years where we've been talking about this topic. Also, the market conditions have changed somewhat over that time. So looking at the – hopefully you do all have the presentation that George referred to. Just into the second slide. So our agenda today is to just touch on the market face. Just what is the market? Why is event management important? Look at the particular products, key features. Focus on the a little on the tech to Omnibus upgrade and some of the questions around that. A reminder of some of the new features in the latest version of Omnibus, and then I say pass on to George to look at the more sort of sales oriented side. Now I will say it is important to take the deck. There are quite a lot of slides in here, a number of which I just refer to briefly so that you're aware of the information is there. You can use it as reference material after the call, and a lot of it is available through the additional resource links that we've provided at the end of the deck. So if we look at the next slide, the hot topics that you see, in whether it's in IBM marketing information, analyst reports, the newspapers, and conversations with your customers, all of these topics, underlying thing to me that the foundation of managing all of these situations is event management. And if we look on to the next slide, which is will be familiar to many of you, it comes from the IBM material on Smarter Planet, where more and more things are instrumented. All of those things are key to our customers' businesses. They need to manage them. And as you look on to, again, possibly a familiar slide to some of you at the fifth slide in the deck, what does it mean to become smarter? It means you have more things to manage. There are more things throwing events at your data and operations centers. That is why we're talking about event management. It is the foundation of everything that our businesses need to do to run successfully and deliver the services that they need. Looking at the next slide, the consolidated operations reference architecture. I've made this slide look a little messy because what I'm looking to call out there is that there are two key products right at the center. That's NetCall Omnibus, which is the event management, fault management piece, which is the main topic of this this talk. ITNM, Tivoli Network Manager, for the discovery and network topology modeling, very tightly integrated with Omnibus, and also available as a bundled product known as Tivoli Omnibus and Network Manager, which brings those two together in a cost-effective package for our customers. The integration of those two products supporting the other architecture you see around it, the complex business service management piece, the event enrichment with Impact, trouble ticketing with TSRM, and, of course, the popular third-party trouble ticketing systems, ITM, ITCAM, OmegaMon, and the performance management products, formerly known as Proviso and Valent. That whole piece is absolutely underpinned by event management. If you look to the next slide, opportunity and market share, these figures are taken from Analysys Mason. It is a huge market. And IBM has a significant market share, especially in the fault and event management piece, with 32%. That means everyone is after us, and we need to keep improving the product, which, of course, we do. We are the number one, and we aim to stay there. It's significant for me in this one that it shows that the growth in service assurance revenue is greater than that of the fault and event management. Now, I have my own theory about why that would be, and for me, I think it's good news, because fault and event management is important. We can pitch into that scenario. Service assurance is recognized now as the much bigger picture, and as we've already discussed in these first few slides, service assurance means strong event management. If you're not collecting the events, if you're not correlating them, collating them, consolidating them, which is what Omnibus is about, you're not able to show the business the faults that need fixing, to show them the impact on the business, which is what service assurance is about. Omnibus is about service assurance, not just simple event management. There's no such thing as simple event management in any sensible business context. And earlier this year, Alan Gannick and Bill Duncan presented a very interesting presentation, and some of these slides come from that, called the IBM Software Story, which focused on the IBM marketing focus on Smarter Planet. And their estimation is that Smarter Planet increases our addressable market by 40%. There is a lot of opportunity out there. So, pausing briefly to breath, what I'd like to do is move into the product overview of Omnibus. That takes us through to past the title slide into what is the ninth slide in the deck, Tivoli NetCall Omnibus V7.3. And what we focus on here are the five key areas that Omnibus supports in our customer environment, and these are the key things that we look to strengthen every time we are planning a new release. And right at the top there, maximizing service availability. The internal name for our group of products, Omnibus, Network Manager, the web interfaces, the performance management piece, is Network Service Assurance. I think the word network is perhaps a little bit of a misnomer because we do IT data center assurance as well. It's we have a luxury of appearing in both spaces. But this is what Omnibus is focused on, making sure that our customers are able to manage their services, deliver those services rapidly and reliably to their customers, internal or external, doing it at reduced costs and getting more productivity out of their staff. They're not able to take on new people to deal with these bigger problems. We have to provide the systems to support them in doing that. The next slide, just a brief reminder of that ITNM, Tivoli Network Manager, extension into network management, network discovery, the topology mapping, connectivity-based root cause analysis, which extends Omnibus' capability across the piece. One of the strengths of Omnibus and ITNM together is not always called out well. Many of our competitive products depend on a model in order for you to be able to manage the system. Even in tech, if you add a device into the area or a new type of event comes in, your operators will not see it until you've actually modeled that and configured a rule for it. One of the strengths of Omnibus is that if you're monitoring an area, you always get those events available unless you do something to stop them, you recognize them, deal with them. Where the model comes in is in ITNM, and potentially the business modeling with impact. So we have the strength of both model-free and model-based correlation with this combination of products. It's a very powerful story. Many competitors just can't handle it that way. Of course, they talk of the strength of the model. That, I think, is not a good argument. So to the next slide, just a look at the overall architecture of event management of Omnibus itself. We have a broad range, as I'll touch on in the next slide, of integrations at the event collection piece, whether it's with the vendor-specific element management systems, some of our competitor systems where we operate very successfully in a manager of manager roles, and of course integrations with things like ITM, tech, director, those are the things that you would expect. We are able to collect events from so many things out there. Collecting, correlating, consolidating information at the central server base, tightly integrating with other Tivoli systems and third-party applications, whether that's for trouble ticket integration, reporting, performance management, and up to the integrated view level, providing the right style of view for the different user base that have an interest in the information that we're processing. And the next slide, a very busy slide in terms of text. This is just to give an idea that we have the broadest integration library in the market with a large number of vendor-specific probes where we need to deal with APIs or non-standard protocols. Of course, a library of generic probes, whether it's SNMP, Syslog, EIF, XML, a whole range of things which allow us to collect from so many devices. We have the NetCall Knowledge Library, particularly focused today on SNMP and Syslog rules files, where we have a number of out-of-the-box predefined deployments for key vendor equipment that we find in our place. A library of gateways, both for internal management between our applications and to third parties. And a growing list of vendor alliances where we partner with vendors in their partner programs. They are also joining with us to drive the strength of those integrations and work with Omnibus. In the next slide, is a slide I tend to use more in sort of customer-facing presentations, which just calls out the key integration examples. And this slide can talk to both the IT data center operations, particularly on the left-hand side, but also to the network and service provider area with the coverage that we have and focus that we have on the right. So on to slide 14, and there's a little bit of animation in here which you may, if you're looking at the screen display, you will see. But the slide starts with a tiered architecture. Each of those symbols is Omnibus instance. It's the object server, our memory resident database. In this case, large-scale case, providing types of functionality of collection from many areas, focusing in, consolidating that information into the aggregation layer, and pushing it out to the display layer. There are a good number of installations of that complexity around the world, with one customer reporting sustained event rates of 1 billion raw events a week, and huge event storms that are managed by complex omnibus, very successfully by complex omnibus architectures. But for many of our customers, they don't have that volume, especially in the sort of enterprise side. Typically, they have less than 20,000 active events and less than 100 events a second. And that type of scale for the majority of our customers is achievable just by that middle layer, a pair of object servers for high availability. Those that are happy to work with one, that's fine. A single object server, a single tier, is adequate for the majority of our customers. But the same application scales way up to the biggest telco, the biggest financial organizations. We have a customer managing more than 640,000 servers with Omnibus. One who is just now deploying management of 600,000 smart meters and the supporting infrastructure. The Omnibus goes across all business areas and scales from top to bottom. So let's move on a little to WarCity Tech and Netcall Omnibus upgrade, which is one of our focuses in the coming months. As George said, we set out the plan in 2006 that Tech would be supported through to 2012, and we are tracking to that. We have withdrawn Tech from marketing for sales to new customers. Existing customers are able to purchase additional licenses as their requirement grows. And, of course, renew their maintenance. However, that opportunity is coming towards closure over the next 18 months, so it is very key that we are providing and look to incentives, financial incentives, which help our customers upgrade to Omnibus, and we will talk on those as we go through. So the next slide, just to remind the strategic direction for event management in Tivoli, that is to converge on the Omnibus architecture, the market-leading architecture, bringing in some functionality associated with Tech, and to produce a product which is better than, you know, which is continues to be the market leader, but facilitates the move from Tech. So there we will continue to support through to, I have to say, at least April 2012, because it has not yet been formally announced. That is certainly the date that we are tracking to. Looking at slide 17, supporting unification upgrade. Through 2006, 2009, and further into this year, we continue to look to ways of making the upgrade more beneficial, making it easier, providing a red book, and we do have an update to the red book in progress at the moment, which should be available in a few weeks to bring in some of the new functionality that we have here. We've moved support for the EIF libraries, the SDK, and the post-MSG utility, at least the non-TE version, moved that across. It is now supported in Omnibus. So Tech customers upgraded to Omnibus are able to continue to use some of their familiar utilities but supported in the Omnibus environment. We have a replacement for the Tech log file adapter built using ITM agent capability to, again, provide a sort of drop-in upgrade to help in that move. And new configuration options for the event list, where whilst we, of course, retained the familiar Omnibus look and feel, but also provided the configuration options to appear a little more like the ITM Tech event list style. Lots of things that we've done over those years, and we'll continue to do that in the coming months. At slide 18, briefly look for a reminder of the Tech architecture overview. There are event sources, primarily EIF, and some SNMP, the tech gateways, which is provides me that sort of consolidation point, the tech server, where you have the main rule bases, event enrichment capabilities through fact files, the mapping with the backing data store out to the older TW version 1.3, and the optional Java and web console with the sort of different format availabilities you see here. Just a familiar three-layer structure. If you look at the next slide, not surprisingly, Omnibus, because it is dealing with the same problems that tech was originally designed to, event management, we have event sources. We have EIF. We have post-MSG support. We have SNMP and a vast range of additional sources where we can collect events. And the Omnibus probes, similar to agents, ability to collect those events, but with extended rules files, lookup files, which are similar to fact files that allow you to do event enrichment. We can do that in the first stage at the probe with the pre-processing of the event, bringing that event up into the object server, the Omnibus server, where you have the automation rules, which are SQL-based, not Prolog-based, which is one of the things you will see that our customers are generally pleased with. It is entirely in memory, but of course fully resilient. It's constantly checkpointed as we're running through, and we're able to archive, and we support the archiving out to TDW for event reporting, and the latest version, TDW 2.1 and TCR. We'll be bundling the new versions of TCR as we go forward. And today, like tech, we too have two consoles, native and web. Primary development is focused on the web console. The native console will be retired, although we're looking at how we talking to our customers at how best we will do that as we move forward. But our primary user interface is that web console running in the TIP through the integrated portal with that sort of strong integration across to other Tivoli products. So at first sight, a similar structure, three layers, somewhat different methods, which we'll be talking about in how we deal with the requirements of event management and how our customers are able to configure the solution to get the best results for them in their environment. So moving to slide 20, starting with some customer feedback. As I've already touched on, Omnibus uses simple scripting at the probe levels, lookup files for event enrichment, procedural SQL at the object server, skills that are relatively common or relatively easy to acquire. And these are customer comments from a major bank who completed a tech to Omnibus upgrade. Simple, they actually first went through a proof of concept where they showed seven complex tech rules. We converted them very, very quickly and easily into much simpler Omnibus rules. I was pleased at polls where several customers have presented in previous years on a successful upgrade of tech to Omnibus. This year was no different. They were repeating those presentations, but also extending them to speak of the improvements that they have subsequently made after that move to Omnibus, and we'll touch on those in the next couple of slides. BMC are chasing our tech customer base. They are claiming that they have the same event engine. It is a push-button change to move from tech to Omnibus. That is fundamentally not true. Yes, the BMC engine is based on the original IT Masters code. But both tech and Omnibus, both tech and BMC have moved forward a little in the intervening time. And it is not a trivial migration to move across to BMC. And really, why go backwards? If you're going to make a migration, to it's the number one tool, and we'll show you some. And let's look in the next slide at why. A major finance insurance company again, these are their comments, their feedback, where they talk about the additional ability that they have moving to Omnibus, enriching events without the use of Impact, a great tool, but there's a great deal you can do within Omnibus. Reducing their hardware and software costs. As I said, scale is rarely a major concern for tech, for the majority of tech customers. However, there are many of them that do have multiple tech servers to handle their event rates. The majority are able to focus down, as we said earlier, on a single object server or high availability pair. Customer in Germany had 8 tech servers. Today they have 1 object server and a much simpler environment. This particular customer eliminated the need for a significant amount of hardware. And their personnel costs are lower, as there's less need for specialized skill set with Prolog. Final feedback to the CIO of a US manufacturer who actually gave a keynote speech at Pulse, and their keynote was about service management. What they didn't talk about in that keynote speech, but they do talk about with us, is that it included a tech to Omnibus upgrade. And these are the figures that they gave us of the improvements that they see, the benefits they see to their business as a result of that upgrade. Significant reduction in critical events because their management has improved. Downtime decreased by 29%. You can put dollar values on all of these. And they do. And getting close to the end of this section, let's talk a little bit about tech and Omnibus being an upgrade. Yes, it is. Customer needs to purchase Omnibus licenses. We have incentive parts in place where they're able to purchase those licenses at 50% of list. The Omnibus pricing structure is simpler. So what I have here is an example where we've had to make some examples. This is a true customer example. There's 66,800 PDUs, their original list price there. Their tech maintenance cost over 3 years, $95,000. We took a guess that that 200 PDUs per server was something over 300 physical servers in their environment. And physical servers is the basis for Omnibus pricing. Physical servers, RVUs, simple calculation. When you look at the upgrade cost, purchasing the Omnibus license, the software and service cost of Omnibus, the incentive that when you upgrade, we include tech support for up to 18 months or the EOS of tech, whichever comes sooner. At the moment, they're pretty close to being equal. Look at that actual financial saving over 3 years, just in license and S&S costs. Now, not all customers will show that amount. Some can show more, some will show less, some will be breaking even. But always do the calculation. It is, in many, many cases, financially worthwhile just for the S&S costs. These figures do not take into account things like I showed you on the previous slide, where there are other business benefits in the improvements that you can get with Omnibus. It is a very, very strong story.
And Don,
yeah, I was about to stop. Good point for time to take some questions.
Yeah, I think it would be a good time to pause for questions. So as you do that, I also wanted to, to point out in this scenario, we have many customers that, have been approached by BMC to move to a like technology, like tech, like what Don has described in an earlier slide. That financial scenario would look much different than what this one does. And in that scenario, the customer would be purchasing an additional product, and they would have tech support for a number of months past that upgrade to a competitive product, plus the cost of the competitive product. So it would not be a reduction in the cost to the customer. It would be an increase in the cost to the customer. And that's rarely pointed out in the like-for-like scenario. So keep that in mind whenever you're positioning this financial incentive as well. So let's go ahead and pause for questions.
Thank you. Once again, if you would like to ask a question from the phone line, please press star then one. And our first question from Angus Jamieson.
Hi there, Dawn. Angus here. A query around the customer scenario from Tech to Omnibus and Network Manager there. My understanding is if you've got a failover in Tech, often they're cold, in which case we don't charge for it, but in Omnibus you generally have the primary and secondary running. So I presume I might need more than one base install, and I probably need one for test as well. It just doesn't reflect in slide 23. So it was a view around more than one base and also tests, please.
Yes, the Omnibus is a hot standby organization. You can configure it as a cold standby, where you take regular exports of the database and have the ability to start it up on a second machine if your first server fails. So, yes, you can do cold standby. We recommend hot, and there you would typically add two base installs of Omnibus and Network Manager. Test environments, IBM charge for them. And there is currently a software group, Play, which has been available for some time, which offers 50% reduction in the license cost of a non-production system. So that may be a test or development system that the customer requires. So that, yeah, that is an additional cost, but a test system is an additional cost for Tech as well.
Okay, thank you.
Once again, to ask a question, star one. I show no questions at this time, gentlemen.
Right, yes, thank you. So I'll continue for a little longer. Just a reminder, perhaps news for some that have recently joined us, of the features that we added in Omnibus E7.3. What I won't be covering in this this call is roadmap or the items that we currently have in beta, but that because in a sort of sales situation, we are talking about what is available today. And so moving on into the, it's actually the 25th slide in the deck, headed Omnibus 7.3, where we have the sort of key features that that we added. We've further improved performance and scalability, and there's more coming in the next release. And brought in the webtop, what was previously a separate product, the visualization piece, the web GUI, the active event list. We brought it into Omnibus, so it's now a single product, and significantly improved it in that same release. But nonetheless, underneath, it is WebTop. It is, it's the original WebTop server. I like to think of it as WebTop on steroids because they really have improved it. But it is a simple, in terms of for existing customers who have WebTop, moving to Omnibus 7.3 and the included web server. Is an easy task and a supported task. And there is full compatibility between versions of Omnibus, the various components of Omnibus and WebTop. It is not a Big Bang upgrade. Just a reminder there, the supported versions of Omnibus today, 7.3, 7.21, 7.2, and the end of service of 7.1 was announced in April this year, giving the customer 12-month notice that that will be withdrawn April 2011, by which time we should have the next version available. So briefly at 26, the highlights already touched on the high performance of the active event list, major improvement over earlier versions. Improved event filtering. We've added user-defined indexes for the first time at the object server level. And a key feature, which actually customers have been asking for some time and we wanted to deliver for some time, we're now able to show a view from multiple event silos, multiple aggregation object servers in a single active event list. So whether you're separating your events for geographical or technical or scale reasons, you can bring those together in a seamless view to your operators that are not aware that they're actually working with multiple data sources in that particular environment. For those of you not familiar with Omnibus and the tiered architecture, formerly known as ESF, we've brought that structure, improved it, and identified it as best practice, and it now actually ships with the product documentation, rather than as a separate view. And a much more detailed deck on a deep dive into the 7.3 functionality is available on the wiki, and the link is available at the end of the deck. So the next slide, a little bit more about the integration and interoperation. We strengthened the capability between ITM and Omnibus, and in particular to take advantage of the predictive analytic capabilities of TPA, which we continue to build on in future releases, and the hypervisor event processing from the ITM agents with correlation from the virtual servers for events that are coming into Omnibus. We have a couple of patents applied for around that correlation. EIF and PostMSG being brought across into Omnibus, I've already talked about. And a key piece for, again, for people involved with Omnibus for some time, providing direct LDAP or Active Directory authentication from the object server, which closed a gap which was concerning customers. Key piece there, keep in mind that I've already touched on it, that's ease of upgrade between compatible supported versions of the components. The Omnibus and WebTop teams, and our overall teams, have always worked very, very hard to maintain backward compatibility between versions and interoperability between versions. When you upgrade Omnibus, you do not need to upgrade all components at the same time. Older versions of Pros will talk to newer versions of object servers and so on. We work very, very hard to make that happen. And so at 28, just to touch on some things there, and I refer to the event list again because of the improved configuration and the changing optional look and feel changes that will be helpful to the tech ITM customer base. So just into the next slide quickly, some examples of what it does actually look like at the user end. I've already said that Omnibus, its web integration, is fully integrated within TIP, the integrated portal with the task-based views. And what you have there at the lower part of that workspace is the active event list, formerly known as WebTop, with the traditional Omnibus full-color capability. And for me, that's what I'm familiar with. It's what, of course, Omnibus customers are familiar with. It's valuable when you're scrolling over towards the right, the color comes with you. You're aware of the severity across the piece because you are able to view any choice of columns in the object server in the event list. The next slide, looking at an example of the alternate look and feel, black on white background with a single icon-based, color-based severity, and that is, of course, is actually locked to that left-hand side, so that as you scroll, you don't lose the visual representation of the severity color. And for people familiar with the performance of earlier versions of WebTop, just look at the event counts in there, 63,000 inserts in that refresh. The page reloads, the page refresh rates are significantly better at very much larger event rates than before. Next slide, just some examples of the type of tools that are available to the Omnibus user. Building Omnibus ships with many out-of-the-box tools, which out-of-the-box replace a number of rules that you're required to write in tech. Simple example, changing the severity of an event in tech, that takes a task which generates a new event, which needs a reception rule, which updates the original event severity and then discards the new event. In Omnibus, that's a simple SQL operation, an update straight on the row, straight on the event. That comes out of the box. It's a piece of tech rule base that doesn't need to migrate. It's there already in Omnibus. There are many other examples of that. But also, it is very, very easy to add new tools into the Omnibus GUI. And we have some one example here, which is provided in an extensions directory. So for those customers that use Tadam, you can very quickly add tools and views to integrate across from your events in Omnibus across to Tadam to view details of the particular device or the change history, which helps you in event correlation and fault detection, because as we're always told, 70 to 80% of problems are caused by change. And so we have here an out-of-the-box example of how those tools can be extended. I've already referred to the predicted events coming across from ITM TPA, which is something which is TPA is now included at no additional cost with the ITM Omnibus integrations. Again, further examples of customizable views and tools, where you're able to see that these are predicted events. You see the trend, direction, rising, falling, and the ability to launch inquiries out to the ITM to provide in additional information about that that predicted event. So that, in a nutshell, is the key features of Omnibus 7.3. I said there's a lot more information available to you on the wiki if you need to drill down into that. It is a good release. There's another good release coming up. Beta program is running now. So at that point, really is giving you the information and the reference information in those texts that I wanted to pass on to you today. And I've used up quite a lot of the hour, so quickly hand on to George.
Well, thanks, Don. And I'm going to make this quick so that we do have time for questions afterwards. But, you know, as far as selling techniques are concerned, you know, if I'm listening to Don and give his presentation on the differences between tech and Omnibus, one of the, you know, selling techniques that jumps out at me is to get people like Don and, you know, our distinguished engineers involved in these upgrades. I do not want to mask the difficulty that you sometimes will have with customers that have invested a lifetime in building out tech roles and utilizing that technology. Those are going to be difficult conversations, and you want to bring in some of the best folks that we have to help you with those, and Don is certainly one of them. So as the number one selling technique, I would encourage you to use your extended team to help out with these tech to Omnibus upgrades. Before I move on to slide 34, I did want to point out a couple other tactical tools that you can use in these situations. The first would be a solution called OnTarget. Most of us are aware of the tech customers that are in our territory, but there could be some people on the phone or that have downloaded this presentation that are new to a territory. Utilize the OnTarget solution to pull up a list of the tech customers that are associated with your geographical area that you cover. Or if you have a large tech customer and you want to understand how many licenses of the solution they own, when they bought it, what they paid for it, you can also use OnTarget to do that. If you have questions about that, please send me an email and I will send you a document or walk you through how to get that information, because it's very valuable when you go sit down with them. And then the second thing I wanted to point out is the calculator that we put together for the NetCool solutions. Within that calculator, there's the ability to do a drop-down and pull up all the trade-up parts. Many times when we go into customers, we're faced with significant discounts that have to go through multiple levels of approval. This is an actual part number with the 50% off already taken into consideration. And that's one of the financial benefits that are given to upgrade tech to Omnibus. The other financial incentive that we've talked about many times in the past is you can take anything that a customer has paid in D part numbers or license, not subscription, but D part numbers, and apply that against the entitled price a customer would pay. So if they're high level, J level, G level, you would apply it against that for Omnibus. And then, of course, you can discount beyond this, but that's where you can start out with, is deducting what they've paid for tech over the years against Omnibus. And then moving on from there, you know, it's just some of the basic techniques that we, you know, often talk about who to look for. And I'm going to bring up a story that became very relevant. Last night I was having dinner with a director of operations for a large bank in the southeast of the United States. And they had recently went through a tech to Omnibus migration over the last, you know, did it 2 years ago, so they've been experiencing it over the last 2 years. And one of the benefits that, you know, I've seen subtly in organizations that have done this that we rarely talk about is the breaking down of walls that an Omnibus solution will give a customer versus a pure tech solution that deals traditionally with server-based monitoring and application-based monitoring. The Omnibus solution will cross walls and go into picking up security events, storage events, in this case, as well as network events. And the benefit and her words were power that that brought to central operations to be able to, you know, have alerts over the entire organization and be a useful resource for a group that traditionally tried to operate amongst themselves. And so that was a unique benefit, and I could share that story with somebody if they'd like to call or email to me, and, you know, you might be able to use that in your presentation. But, again, I would use the OnTarget to identify new opportunities. I'm going to jump down to slide number 38, which talks about objection handling. And the typical ones where they talk about we are not interested in this at this time, we get that a lot, and we've gotten that a lot over the last couple years because it was not of critical nature to upgrade off of tech onto Omnibus. On November of this year, it will be precisely 18 months until there no longer can get support for tech. And at that time, you know, we now give a customer 18 months of support for both tech and Omnibus during the migration. So after November, it starts to become 17 months, then 16 months, then 15 months. So now is the time that you will find people are becoming more and more interested. And you should probably point that out to them. And not only point that out to them, but you often find, you know, us people that have been in sales for a while, that if they're not interested, it might just mean that they do not have a solid roadmap devised in their mind or on paper to help take them to the Omnibus solution or whatever project they are working for. So take that on yourself. Give them a solution to move to Omnibus. A very valuable resource in this area has been Ingo Aberdonk, who's in our offices for technical services, lab services. He has come up with many migration paths for our tech customers to move to Omnibus, and has allowed us to share that with customers that are on tech now. And that starts to help build out the roadmap for the customer. So if they're not interested, it's typically because they haven't had time to think about it and do not have a clear roadmap. So help them with that roadmap by financially describing the ramifications to them, as well as showing them the architecture to move over there, is how the best way I would find it to approach these customers. Moving on down to slide 40, it is interesting. I am in a new hire class this week in Atlanta for new Tivoli sellers in the North America. We have a couple folks from HP previously, as well as BMC, and, you know, question our background on the manager or manager stating they have like technology, you're going to find that. Do not leave it to your competition to explain how superior Omnibus is. We're superior because of our integration work, because of what we've done in this space for many, many years, and that needs to be brought out and shared, you know, tactically with some customers so they understand that there are significant differences in usability and integration as they move forward and build this out over their environment. So get folks like Don and others, distinguished engineers, involved to help with that, as well as the massive amounts of online documentation and red books that would describe, you know, some of this integration. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and open it up for questions. On slide 42, we certainly have the sales kit, the wiki, as well as on Partner World. The sales kit is also available on Partner World as well. But with that, I'm going to go ahead and open it up for questions.
Thank you. Once again, if you would like to ask a question from the phone lines, please press star then one.
And that's fine if there are no questions at this time. Both myself and Don are certainly available to help out, as we have in many of these situations. We recognize it's not a slam dunk every time. It is it's a process that you go through with your customer, and if explained correctly and upfront with everything with the customer, we find that is the very best road to success in this area. So please get your extended resources as well as your local resources involved to help. If you want help learning about OnTarget and how to find these tech customers and how much they've paid over the past few years, please reach out to myself and I'll share that information with you. But Don, thank you very much. Thank you, Tori, for hosting the call. And with that, I believe we're going to end the call.
Sir, we do have one question that just popped up. Would you be able to take it?
Oh, sure.
Thank you. It's from David Hart. Sir, your line is open.
Hey, George. Good day. And Don, great job on the presentation. Appreciate the content. I was curious if we have any tribal knowledge on customers who have accepted the BMC value prop and then what experience they've had. Has it really turned out well for them, or have we been able to kind of come back once they've had a difficulty with that experience?
I haven't heard of a successful one. That doesn't mean there hasn't been. I know there have been a couple of losses to BMC very recently in Germany, but it's too early for that to have shown any results. Would it work? Yes. Is it painful? Yes. We don't have any hard evidence at this time.
David, I did receive something just recently that would give a little bit of insight to that. If you email me, I can send it over to you. It did talk about the need to actually have to rewrite the rules that were supposed to be easily just transferred over in the sales portion of the presentation by BMC. But I can share that with you. And if there's any others that come in, I'll be sure and try to post into the Software Sellers Worklist.
All right, good job. Keep it up. Thanks.
Thanks, George. I know there is reference to that difficulty on the competitive portal. I hadn't personally come across actual feedback from the field on confirming it in that way. So good information, George. Thanks.
Okay, well, you all have a fantastic day, and please reach out if you need any help with taking your tech customers to the great Omnibus. Thank you.
Thank you for participating on today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.
Thank you for calling the Digital